Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Vast Horizon, Season 2, Episode 2, Open Negotiations.
What about my hand? I can't feel my hand.
Your hand was saved. There was significant damage, but the regenerative chamber was able to start work soon enough to save the nerve endings in major blood vessels. We've placed a temporary neural block to spare you the majority of the discomfort of the regen process. You won't be able to use your hand for a short while, as the containment cast will take just a bit longer to complete the repair to the bones, the ligaments, and larger muscles.
But after a few days, it will be fine?
Just let me or a nurse know if you don't regain feeling in your hand by tomorrow. Otherwise, yes, it will be fine. Your artificial limbs are all ready for you, though, once you feel like getting up and about. We will have to spend a few minutes restoring them, but they're fine. They were in a considerably unsanitary condition.
Could I have some other limbs while I'm healing? My original legs are heavy, might be too strenuous.
None of the artificial limbs we have are fitted for you. What you brought with you are the most advanced we can offer. We could print you a set of lighter legs, but they would not be as mobile. Is something wrong? Is there phantom pain? It could be a sign of issues with the installed nerve junctions.
No, nothing like that.
What now? Why not tell the doc that you shot yourself? Or more specifically, some computer shot you. Go ahead, tell them the AI made me do it. Seems like that's the kind of thing you should share. Oh, and then there's me.
Nalira, you can tell me. Even if you are who you are rumored to be, I'm here to help you. If not for you, then know I'm here to help you for the people on the Bifrost.
My limbs will be fine, thank you. And please understand, I didn't doubt you wanted to help. The limbs are just reminders of my time on the Bifrost, which is certainly something I'm hoping to forget, and quickly.
I would think so.
What about brain trauma? I hit my head when I fell, and there was significant blood loss.
All of your cranial scans came back fine after your time in the chamber. You'll still be yourself. Whoever that may be. I will return in a few hours. Use the call button if you need anything. There's medical crew on duty at all times.
Thank you.
What? You're alive. Shouldn't you be a bit more cheery? Or is it me? I don't plan on jumping ship anytime soon. Not when this head of yours is safe and sound.
Wait. Are you Allie?
Allie? No, I'm Poe, remember? Poe Yano? The girl you let die alone? Maybe you should ask the doc to scan your head again. Seems like something's still not right. Myself included.
This may be more of a psychological issue than a physical one, then. It doesn't mean I can't be free of you. I'm sure there are crew therapists on board. Something I can try.
You can try. Eventually this will become boring. You'll become boring. But you bring up a good point. Allie, that unstable AI? Where did it go? Didn't they say they saved it? Shouldn't you tell them how broken it is? Everything they took off that ship is broken.
Not sure what to tell people, or what to believe. If you're any indication of my mental faculties, I think I need to sleep.
Excuse me, I have a light meal for you if you feel like you can eat.
Come in!
I'll leave it here for you. I'm here to help reattach your artificial arms so you can eat.
Thank you. Does the Walton have a psychologist or therapist available?
There. Please wiggle your fingers and bend your wrist. Good. And yes, our current therapist on duty is Dr. Onwenlin. I don't think he wants to speak to you. Your arm seems to be functioning fine. Any pains or discomfort from the junctions?
No, no pain. I understand. Thank you. I think I can handle myself from here. You've been very helpful.
Shut up!
What? They know who you are. Can you blame a Trennan for not wanting to speak to you?
Sanon, of course he would tell them who I am. The ship could be on fire and he would still think that was the most pressing piece of information he could give.
Even if he hadn't, you have the one human face all Trennan know by heart. The technocracy and free planets removed your face from all publicly available searches, but people saw you on TV and in the news. Those who put it to memory won't be forgetting anytime soon.
Wasn't supposed to be like this.
Careful with that temper of yours. Waste.
Shut up!
Everything went well enough. Her arm's back on. She asked to speak to a therapist.
But that would be on Wen Len.
I told her it might not be the best idea. That he may not want to see her.
Dr. Yensig, please update me on the survivor's condition.
Here you are, Commander. She's recovering well. Her abdominal injury will take time to heal, but she can become mobile later today. Her injured hand is still in a cast, but Eli just reattached her artificial arm so she could eat. As far as that arm and her legs go, the arm lost its skin cover. We don't have any artificial skin to... This is not what you care to know. She didn't look confused when I told her about the accusations. I would guess she was upset or disappointed.
Even though you brought up the accusations against her, she did not deny or refute them. I believe that she is Dr. Zhang Antui. There is only one Nolira I could recognize with ease, and she is such.
I would guess that by tomorrow she would be well enough for questioning about the Bifrost. A day or so after that, and she'll have full utilization of her hand back. She did request to speak with a therapist. Currently, that would be Dr. Onwen Len.
No, that would not work. Onwen Len is only a second-generation citizen of the Free Planets. He had family on Nunren.
That was our fear. Dr. Prewar is still in hibernation for a few months, but I could request to wake him. It would take a few days, but he could be available for her to speak to.
Send the request to the captain. Tell me as soon as she is ready for questioning. There were 400,000 people on that ship, and we found no trace of them so far.
The legs feel like new, honestly.
We don't have a ready supply of artificial sensory skin available to reskin your arm, but we patched up everything we could in the legs. They were plugged in for a manual charge and update soon after you were on the operating table. We have to say, though, we were all very surprised at first, and worried. Figuring out the limbs were all mostly artificial was a relief.
Yes, all but the one that was shot through.
Even with the legs on, medical protocol tells us to limit your walking so as not to disturb the abdominal healing. We will wheel you to your quarters and you can settle in.
Let me grab the Monstera.
Oh, no you don't. Eli can bring the plant. You shouldn't try to lift anything over 15 pounds until you're completely healed. Eli, can you bring the plant?
Certainly.
How large is the Walton? How many are in your crew?
We have exactly 200 people on board now. The crew itself is 190, but 85 of them are sleeping on their hibernation shift for a few months. Not unlike the shifts aboard the Bifrost, I would think.
10 extra. Myself and Sanon from the Bifrost. Did you find other Bifrost survivors?
No, they are survivors from another ship. Sadly, this patrol mission has been far more eventful than we had planned.
On the hero ship. Seriously.
Shh. What? No. What I mean is...
Hello, ma'am. Doctor. I hope you're doing well.
We're doing well, thank you. You are the talk of the ship, that is certain.
They believe that Sanon shot me. He didn't. When will I be able to speak with someone regarding what happened on the Bifrost?
We thought it best to let you rest, but if you really feel as though you are ready, I can send word to Commander Gron later today. She is more than eager to find the other passengers.
Please do. I don't think anyone benefits from these misunderstandings.
Here we are. This plant's getting heavy.
Actually, could you put it there, near the light, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Now remember not to strain yourself. I'll talk to the commander about speaking with you soon. There's Azizi on board, and we put you in the system. But this is a military ship, so it's not as accommodating as the higher-end models back on the stations. Rest well, Doctor.
Azizi?
Hello, Dr. Egg. What may I do for you?
Please switch on the cheerful voice setting, and I could really use a cup of tea.
Hello, Dr. Egg. I apologize. Food and beverage services are not available in cabin aboard the OTV Walton.
Oh.
For food and beverage services, please visit the mess hall, located on the first floor.
Limited indeed. Azizi, do you have music? Classical, perhaps? Anything will be fine.
Playing classical music. Enjoy.
Azizi, do you have access to the personnel files from the Bifrost? To my personal collection?
Your files are available, but due to current security locks, I require verbal authorization to access the files.
I give you access to the personal media files. Could you play me the audio from my video called Sengupta Conference Skiing Outing? I'm just going to rest my eyes for a moment.
Of course.
Can I get... Oh, sorry.
I'm not on the phone. I'm just recording the slopes. A friend of mine is about to ski down. At least, I think she is. I thought I'd catch it on video for her.
Would you like another coffee while you wait?
This was Coco, but yes, I would like another. Thank you. Oh, here she comes.
<笑>再来有趣。你应该要试一试。我比较喜欢坐在这里放松。
看着他们滑雪,他们比较厉害. I have work to do anyways. Did you see these new reports?
No, we're not talking about work right now. The conference is over, Nolira. We have 2 days left, so just try to enjoy yourself. You won't miss these things when we're off Sengupta. The Hishra Mountains are unmatched for the station skiing. I'll even help you down the Chao Slope. It is fun, I assure you.
Maybe tomorrow. Today, I'm just enjoying the air. And the cocoa. Thank you. Stop playback.
Playback paused.
That's not what I remember. Can you play that last part back?
Resuming playback.
No, we're not talking about work right now. The conference is over, Nolira. We have 2 days left, so just try to enjoy yourself. You will miss these things when you're gone. The Hishra Mountains are unmatched for the station skiing. I'll even help you down the Chao Slope. It is fun, I assure you.
Maybe tomorrow. Today, I'm just enjoying the air. And the cocoa. Thank you. Stop playback.
Playback paused.
No, that's not what happened. Maybe I'm just tired.
Doubting yourself now. Maybe you are finally letting go of the past. It will slip away. It's not like you can use it anymore.
It's just not like I remember it. Cece, just play the classical music on low. I'm going to sleep for a while. One moment. Hello?
Hello. I am Commander Gron. Dr. Yancey has informed me you may be well enough to speak with me about the events on the Bifrost.
I did. Please come in, unless you would like to go somewhere else.
You still look too pained to move. Take a seat. We will talk here. appear tired as well.
A normal part of healing, I suppose.
I am recording our talk to share with the captain later on.
That's fine. I can begin wherever you would like.
I would not know where to start. Let's begin with a summary of events leading up to and after the Bifrost's destruction.
I had suffered an injury during the normal course of work in the agronomy lab. I was struck on the head, and when I woke up, I was in the medical bay. By that point, the Bifrost had already undergone some calamity.
Any information you can provide about the calamity or the crew is key. We need information.
I don't have any. I never found crew dead or alive, but it was clear everyone had left in a hurry, and many of the files were corrupted at or before the time of the event. I didn't take time to investigate. There just wasn't enough time. What remained was falling apart around me.
Tell me what you were able to do with the Bifrost already in ruins.
I found out through the Bifrost AI that the nursery had suffered a malfunction and needed to be switched to emergency sustenance. The AI guided me through the broken ship, out in an EVA, and eventually to the nursery. Not all were saved, but I did what I could for the ones that were still viable.
We were able to secure the bats from the nursery. The embryos are safe in stasis. It was a good thing you did.
Yes, Dr. Jensik told me. And thank you. It's nice to know it was worth something in the end.
It? Or you?
Continue.
I then had to make my way to the communication bay. It took some time, but I made it, and I received an incoming signal from an escape pod from the Cyroy 7. Sadly, the incoming signal was just a recording. The escape pod had suffered damage, and its occupant ran out of oxygen.
Is that all I get? Is that all I'm worth now?
We have several survivors from the Cyroy 7 on board. We have collected only 5 of their escape vessels. We don't know who is lost yet.
Other survivors on board? The incoming signal was from the vessel of a young woman, Po Yano. She said her mother was being sent as head of the new government for Strawn's Moons. Dr. Yano.
Oh, this is sad news. We continue to fear for the crew we have yet to find, but now we are also gravely concerned with the lives of the Bifrost crew.
The recording may have been saved to the data you collected from the Bifrost.
Continue. There is still much to cover. You have yet to discuss the other survivors, Sanon, or your wounds.
Those came later. Soon after, actually. I fell down a maintenance shaft after the communication bay. Got impaled upon landing, hit my head a few times on the way down. The AI walked me through how to use the emergency supplies. And soon after, I was on my way back up that same maintenance shaft as the alarm started blaring about reaching a designated green zone. When I reached the top of the hatch, I met Sanon.
Expand on the encounter. We have concerns regarding his character now that he is on board our ship.
When I climbed out of the shaft, Sanon was there. He had a gun pointed at me, but he put it down soon after. I'd burst out of the wall and surprised him. We were in a rush to reach the green zone after that, and he and I worked together to turn the beacon on. We could not find the emergency supplies, and we both thought we were going to die. Then the Bifrost started shaking, and eventually you all showed up.
You did not explain the gunshot wound to your hand, or why we found you unconscious.
Sanon was angry with me. We struggled, and I took the gun from him. My artificial arm had been significantly damaged, so it shot me. Sanon did not shoot me. Technically, I shot my hand. Pity, being that it's the only limb I have left. I lost a lot of blood after that, and I don't remember much. Honestly, a lot of it is a blur of panic and fear.
Yes.
You sure do leave a lot out, Nolira.
So, just to clarify, Sanon did not shoot me. Please do not treat him as though he had.
No, we will only treat him as the criminal he is.
I can go over events with you again later, but I feel exhausted and would like to rest. Thank you, Commander, for finding us out here. I hope I'm able to help, but I'm glad to be free of the Bifrost.
Yes, you are welcome. Aboard the Walton. Rest well, Doctor.
You're lying.
I'm not. I'm omitting.
Well, I think she's lying, too. You're all hiding things from one another. It's not hard to tell, though.
She hates you.
Something was wrong with Allie. Just like the rest of the Bifrost. Zizi, please put on some television. Any channel is fine.
Of course.
All right. You can go back to listening and I'll try to catch up so we can talk about it at lunch.
Perfect. I think you'll love her, don't you?
Down.
Clement, behind you!
Stars. You will suffer for those who've withered Dr. Vought. Truly have been a goal of your people. And Kin Shinran. And Kin Manchinran. And immensely.
By Torshian Nankualai. What's that chili? Rumbling. The whole ship shook.
The shaking? They're docking a vessel. The crew said they would be docking another rescue craft from the Syroi 7. Each time they dock to rescue a ship, the whole Walton shakes a bit. The worst was with the Bifrost. The debris was scraping the hull for hours. Hello, I'm Auden Burrow, diplomat with the Syroi 7 headed for the moons of Stran. Or I was.
Strange. I don't remember him. Then again, I'm an invention of your guild. I've never even set foot on the Syroi 7.
Dr. Nalira Ek, head agronomist of the new core system terraforming, from the Bifrost. Or I was.
Not to be rude, Doctor, but someone should tell you sooner rather than later. The Trennan rescued from the Bifrost accused you of being Dr. Jiang Antui. Seeing you now, I don't think he was lying. I saw the press conferences and the news. I'd honestly thought you were dead.
And here we have it. You can change your name and jump galaxies, but you're just too damn attached to that face of yours.
Still alive, contrary to the best efforts of many. What were you doing outside my door?
I was on my way to the mess hall. The elevator's just down this way.
I'm starved. If you don't mind being seen associating with me or having to walk slowly, I'd be thankful if you could show me where the food is. The mess hall, I mean.
I can show you the way. Why slowly, though?
Because the growling emptiness in my stomach can't help the wound in my abdomen heal any faster.
Ah, I'm sure the mess hall can get you sorted.
Commander Grand told me they had picked up some of the escape pods from the Syroi 7. If you're from the Syroi, shouldn't you be going to see who the new rescue is?
Oh, it's Candon and Dylan, our engineers. They'll be taken to medical first, so I gather I won't be able to see them today.
So you've heard from them already? Good. I hope they're well. I feared all the escape ships had malfunctioned.
All the escape ships? What are you talking about? Mine was fine. Others were too. The captain says not to write anyone off. Those auxiliary craft are meant to last a long time.
I already spoke with Commander Gron about this, but the Bifrost picked up a transmission from one of the Syroi 7 escape vessels. It was a recording from a girl, about 15 or so. Po Yano.
Wait, you spoke to Po? There's someone here you need to meet.
Vast Horizon, Season 2, Episode 2, Open Negotiations. Written and created by K.A. Stats. Produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff. Mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader. Starring Siobhan Lumsden as Dr. Nolira Eck. Tanya Maloyevich as the AI. Daniel Demarin as Sun Sinon on Rune. Christy Luce as Po Yano. Sophie Yang as Dr. Wu. Spring Ho and Mimi Chung as Zizi. Raul Vega as Sergeant Clemon. Jamie Lane Johnson as Dr. Yensig. Kessie Rilinicki as Nurse Eli. David Devereaux as Auden Barrow. Alexis Alexander as Prisoner Xananon. And Lonnie Manella as Commander Gron. This episode featured additional voices by Eithor Vithjersson, Pem Cleveland, Jonah Knight, Gareth Root, Michael Allen Herman, and Angus Brennan. The title theme for Vast Horizon, Adrift, was written by Brandon Boone, arranged by Stephen Malin, and sung by the Budapest Scoring Choir. Translations were provided by Sophie Yang. This episode would not be possible without the support of our listeners on Patreon. To get access to bonus content, like outtakes and bonus episodes, please support our show on Patreon, or by sharing this show with a friend, or leaving a kind review. This production is copyrighted 2020 by Fool & Scholar Productions, and Vast Horizon is a trademark of Caitlin Stats. Thank you for listening.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side path?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.